Dr. Bilo, first of all, just tell me about yourself and what you do and where you're from.
I'm from the University of Illinois, where I research factors that affect crop yield.
Well, we're going to have a session here at Commodity Classic to talk about this thing called continuous corn. Is that like corn that never ends, or what is that?
Yeah, well, that means growing corn more than one time in a row without rotating with soybean. And a lot of people are growing corn on corn, and some of them do it more than 1 year, some of them do it 2 years, 3 years. So when we say continuous corn, we mean more than 1 year.
Tell me how a grower might go about, if he's going to do that, how is he going to maximize the yield he's going to get when he's going to plant after corn after corn?
See, I'm going to tell you, Chuck, that the grower's taking a yield penalty by growing corn on corn. About 10% or as much as 25 bushels per acre. And so what he has to think about is how is he going to mitigate that yield penalty?
And what are some of the ways that he might?
Well, the main thing he can do is plant a high-yielding hybrid with sufficient nitrogen. Mm-hmm. These are the factors that have a huge impact on crop yield. So his best hybrid with sufficient N, and then he has to hope for a little cooperation from Mother Nature.
Yeah, because there's only so much you can do about the weather, you know.
The weather's the biggest factor affecting our crop yield. You know, Mother Nature will punish us or forgive us for our mistakes. And it's the same thing is true of continuous corn. If you get the right amount of rain in July with the proper amount of N and the right hybrid, then you can very much lessen that continuous corn yield penalty.
If a grower wants to know how to get some information or, you know, what are the resources that you might point him to that he can better maximize the yield he's going to get out of his crop?
Well, the first thing the grower should do is be right here at this session here at the Commodity Classic. He's going to get firsthand information from university, industry, and the real world approach. There's lots of information from extension services across the Corn Belt that would try to tell farmers how to best manage continuous corn.
Anything else you'd say to growers about this subject quickly?
Well, I tell them that one of the things they don't realize is that continuous corn emerges poorer. And so I'd plant 10% more seed if it was me on my continuous corn acres.
Hey, well, thank you very much for some of those ideas and pointers about maximizing yields with continuous corn. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.